Okay, well, the Gemara said that the tam for why you can't tovel two kelim one inside the other for kodesh, and the tam why you can't tovel something that has a knot in it is the same thing because of chatzitza. And the Gemara explained why you need both of them, that if you had either one, you would think the other one was okay. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Ila who said that the tam for both of them is the same because of chatzitza, the Omer Rabbi Ila, Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Eser Milo Shonukan. There are 10 different milas here between Kodesh and Truma, and only 10 of them. Chamesh Rishonos Bein LeKodesh Bein LeChulin Shenasa Tarasa Kodesh. The first five apply both to Kodesh and Chulin Shenasa Tarasa Kodesh. And Achronos, the last five, LeKodesh Avalo LeChulin Shenasa Tarasa Kodesh. They only apply to real Kodesh, but not to Chulin Shenasa Tarasa Kodesh. Person, like we said, eats all his chulin as if they'd be korbanos. So the first five malas apply even to that, and the last five apply to real kodesh only, also, and not the only, and not the others. My time, but what's the difference between the first five and the last five? Chamish kamaisa de islu drori de tuma b'doraisa. The first five could conceivably come to be a real tuma min haTorah. We're afraid that if you allow this, it's going to come to a Tuma D'Oraisa. Therefore, it applies not only to real Kodesh, but even to Chulin Shenasa Altaras HaKodesh. So, Gazu Barabonim, Bein LeKodesh, Bein LeChulin Shenasa Altaras HaKodesh. Basraisa, the last five, the less Ludrara, the Tuma D'Oraisa, they are purely rabbinic Tumas. There's they aren't Tamei because we're afraid of something that would be Tamei Min HaTorah, but they're pure fabrications of the Rabbanim. So those, since they're pure Tuma de Rabbanim, then the lesser Tuma de Raisa, Gazu b'Rabbanim l'Kodesh, so there the Rabbanim made their Xeris for real Kodesh, l'chulin shenasu ataras ha-Kodesh lo Gazu b'Rabbanim. Okay, Tzirashi. Rav Ila da'oki taima d'reisha mishum chatzitza. Rav Ila who says that both The reason why you can't be tovel two kelim together, and the reason you can't be tovel something that has a knot, lekodesh, is because of chatzitza. Letameh goes according to his reasoning. The omer eser malo shalukan, elu shebein truma lekodesh. There are 10 different things between truma and kodesh. Va'anan yud aleph tanandei. We have 11 things. To count up all the things in the Mishnayis, not just our Mishnah, but the Mishnayis to come, there's a total of 11. And yet Ravila said there's only 10. Elahani tarti dechad time achoshiv gechada. The answer is that since Ravila holds that these two things are what's it called, have the same reason behind them, they're counted as one. We'll see in a few minutes that there's others who hold that the reason for the second one has nothing to do with chatzitza, so there's a different reason for it. Bein lechulin shenasa ataras hakodesh, af hein nis'alu yosem min atruma v'mailas halolu. The first five things, not only is Kodesh different than Truma, but Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh is more Chomer than Truma. Drora de Tuma de Oraisa, Chshash Tuma de Oraisa. That the reason the Rabbanan were Gozer this Tuma is because we're afraid of something that really is a real Tuma de Oraisa that could come from it. Why? Kli V'soch Kli, Ika Chatzitza Tuma de Oraisa. Kli V'soch Kli. They were Gozer that the Tefillah won't help. Why? Because if it is a real chatzitza, not just a chshash, then there's no tevila and the thing is tamei min haTorah. So therefore, this is a chshash for something that could lead to a tumah d'oraisa. Achorayim v'toch, right? The halacha of what's it called of by kodesh, that if one part of the kli became tamei, all of the kli is tamei, right? Afagad de bekelim shenitmu achorah b'mashkin the tumah d'rabbanan. Even though it's talking about a tumah d'rabbanan. Mashkim, that are metame kelim, right, are only a tumah d'rabbanan. And that's why, what's it called, in truma, it's only metame part of the kli. Right? But it's a chshash of a tumah d'oraisa. Why? Mihu, hoda omer rabbanan mashkim metamim kli, mishum gzeira de mashke zav v'zavahu. The reason the rabbanan made the whole gzeira, that mashkim, even though they're only a sheni, are metame kelim, because there are mashkim that are metame kelim. a mashkim that are an avatuma. Only an avatuma is metame odom v'kelim. What is a mashka that's an avatuma? Saliva from a zov, or any other liquids that come from the body of a zov. So since there are liquids that are metame kelim, the Rabbanan extended that to all liquids, even if they're a sheni, they're metame kelim. But the reason is because you may confuse it with liquids that are metame kelim, that are minatora. So therefore, that's also drora tuma d'oraisa. You go reiko mimi raglav. V'hani metamin kli midoraisa. V'tuma d'oraisa ein chilek b'kli shetav bein acharayim l'tocho. And by mashkim that are tami minatora, there's no difference between part of the kli or all the kli. The whole kli becomes tami. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, by Kodesh, we're going to treat all mashkim as if they are mashkim minatora, since it's possible to have mashkim minatora that will metame a kli. No says hamedris nami. Person who's carrying something that's tummy medris, at the same time he's allowed to carry truma, right? Not touch it. Carry it, like Rashi says, in a barrel that's made of klicheres. So you're only carrying both things together. But there's a chshash tuma d'oraisa. He can afarish b'gemara. The gemara doesn't explain the reason why by kodesh you can't do that and it's considered tummy. Why? Because ma'isahaya shenofla ritzua sasan b'la'avir achavis. Because once somebody was carrying kodesh in a barrel, of a kli cheres barrel, and he was carrying on his other shoulder, in his other hand, the sandal of a zav, and the shoelace went into the inside of the barrel. And that's matami minatora. So because the reason you're not allowed to carry it is because of the chash of something that would be tami minatora, therefore they were gozer by what's it called, by kodesh, and even by chulin shenasu altaras hakodesh. Big day ochle truma medris lekodesh. The reason why the begodim of a person who eats truma, and it's tahar for him, is considered tameh for somebody who eats kodesh, sheme yashva lein ishto nida, shash tuma deraisahi. If his wife, who was a nida, sat on it, it's tami minatora. So we make all of his begodim tameh for fear that maybe his wife sat on it and he didn't notice or he didn't care. So therefore, what's it called? It's chashash tuma d'oraisa. Kelim hanigmarim mishum tzinora d'ama oretz. Shem azofu. Same thing with kelim hanigmarim, that if we finished a kli, bitara, right, it's still tamei needs tefillah, because we're afraid that, what's it called, an ama oretz spit on it by accident, right, when it was finished. And the reason an ama oretz is spit is tamei is because we're afraid that he's azov, and they didn't take care of his tum. It's also chashash tuma d'oraisa. So the first five milas are what's it called, something that could, the reason that they're tame is because we're afraid that they could come to a tuma d'oraisa. So they're tame not only for kodesh, they're tame even for chulin shenasu altaras hakodesh. Okay. But the last, what's it called? That's the, right. The last five, though, are pure tumas d'rabbanan. There's no tumah d'oraisa associated with it, and therefore they're only tami for real kodesh, not for chulin shenasu altaras hakodesh. But since Rav Ila said there are only 10, 5 and 5, and really if we count them as 11, it must be that he counts two of them as one. Which two? The two that have to do with the chatzitza. Okay. Rava Omar, mid the seifa havi mishum chatzitza, reishalah mishum chatzitza. Since the seifa is b'therish mishum chatzitza, the knot, that we're afraid that the knot will be too tight and the water won't get in inside, right? Or that there's dirt inside the knot that has to be cleaned off. That's why you have to dry it out. And the, what's it called, then there'll be a chatzitza. So since that's b'therish because of chatzitza, then the reisha, if it would be mishum chatzitza, you wouldn't need it. Not like Rav Ila said. So therefore, the reisha is not bishum chatzitza. The reason you can't be tovel one kli inside another kli is not because of chatzitza. It's a different reason. Reisha hainu taima, gzeirish lo yakdil machtin v'tzinoros b'chli she'ein b'thiv sh'kishvosh hanod. We're afraid that if we let you tovel one kli inside another kli, that you'll come to be tovel pins in a flask with the head of the flask doesn't have a shvaferis hanod. It's not opened kishvaferis hanod. We'll see once again what kedishnan. Eruv mikvos kishvaferis hanod. If you have two mikvos, One is has 40 saw, and one only, and what's it called? Two mikvahs have 20 saw, and you want to combine them that they should be considered like one mikvah. So you have to have a hole between the walls that separate the mikvah. That's kishvoferes hanot. What is that? Ka'ovya ukechalala kishtei etzvos chozros limkoman. What is kishvoferes hanot? A hole that you can put two fingers in and turn them around easily without them scraping against the sides. That's the shear of what's it called, shvoferes hanod, which is the opening of a pitcher that has that kind of opening. Anything less than that, if it's a wall between two mikvos, Tosfos explains, will not combine the mikvos. But if the water is over the top of the wall, touches, then it could be you don't need a hole like that. It's enough just that you have tofeach, amanas latviach, you have moisture on top of the wall and moisture on the other side of the wall, and that moisture connects the two mikvahs, even though the waters themselves don't touch. However, that's possible. But in any case, therefore, since in order to have, something considered connected to the mikvah, the hole that connects them has to be that big. Smaller than that doesn't connect. So if you have a flask and you put it in the mikveh and it has a very small opening, so the water in that flask is not considered connected to the mikveh. So if you tovel pins inside that flask, so the water in the flask has not connected to the mikveh and the pins aren't tar. You need a bigger hole to connect the water in the flask to the water in the mikveh. And therefore the water is segregated from the mikveh. You're not toveling it in the mikveh. You're toveling it in a kli. So it's no good. So if he lets you tovel kalim inside of kalim, you may come to be tovel kalim inside a kli that doesn't have a top that's an opening that's kishvoferes hanot. And therefore, there are goes there that you can't tovel two kalim one inside the other. Rashi. B'kli she'en b'thiv kishvoferes hanot, b'ahi lav tvilahi. Then you're not toveling those pins in the mikveh. She'en hamayim hanichnosim l'tocho chibur l'me'a mikveh. Because the water that's in the flask is not considered connected to the mikveh anymore. So basically what you're doing is being tovel the machdim in a kli that happens to be in a mikveh. That's no good. You have a mikveh that has 20 saw, and next to it is a mikveh with 40 saw. Okay? And you want to, or you have a mikveh with drawn water in it, put water from the tap in one place, and then you have another mikveh that's a real mikveh. And you want to connect them. That's what you do with the bore in the mikveh. Right? We fill up the mikveh from tap water, and we have an otzer which has rainwater in it. And there's a hole between those two things. That's kishvoferes hanot. Right? That size. And the waters touch, and then the waters in the Beis HaTvila become mikveh water because of the mikveh water in the otzer. Kidisnan eruv mikvos kishvoferes hanod, Rashi, mikvos, mikveh chaser b'tzad mikveh sholim, v'atzinur b'neim ha-mechabron, im yesh barochvo kishvoferes hanod, kikona shenosim b'thi hanod shel or. It's the circumference of a pipe that you put in the mouth of a node. Node is canteen. The mouth of a canteen, pipe has that circumference. The shear is two fingers that can go around easily around that hole. She'adam yochel galgal b'so chalolo beitz atzvos. He can turn around two fingers in the opening of that hole, l'chol tzad, to all directions. That's how the eruv u'matbilin. Then the mikvos are connected, and you can be tovel even in af kalim. V'haynami mi'chash tuma d'raisa hi. This is also chash tuma d'raisa, because if you tovel tame pins in a flask that doesn't have that top, they're tummy, and they were tummy minatora to begin with. They remain tummy minatora. So this is one of the first five, right? Our mission only mentions from the first five. The next Mishnayos go into the next five. So the first five are chash tuma daraisa. Therefore, they're tamei even for chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh. But according to Rava, there will be 11. You count 11, not 10. And only according to Ravila, who says that the tam for the knots and the tam for the tovling kalim inside of kalim is the same tam, he reduces it to 10 different things, 5 and 5. And we have 11, 5 and 6.